Having never been there, I don't feel exactly qualified to say that Lake Champlain isn't great. But aside from its name, which I like a lot because it sounds like champagne, something else I like a lot, I can't figure out why this lake has such grand aspirations. Just look at a map. The Great Lakes are connected by more than tributaries the size of a thread. But more importantly, they share a regional identity, one that sprang not only from their powerful economic and industrial roles in forming local communities, but also from the splendor of their sheer size. I understand that there's immense prestige in being a great lake. But you know what? I have a big hole in my backyard that kind of looks like the Grand Canyon, and nobody's sponsoring any legislation for me. Are we supposed to cater to every senator, like Vermont's Leahy, who smells federal money in a new name? We in the Great Lakes region could just smile and say, come on in, Vermont, the water's fine. But then what happens when Idaho wants to be part of New England, and when Alaska claims to be in the Mississippi River Valley? Around here, people are dead set against adding Lake Champlain to the Great Lakes. It's not just grandstanding Michigan lawmakers. Regular folks don't like it either. When asked why they oppose Lake Champlain's inclusion, most people pause thoughtfully and then say something like, because it's ridiculous. Or even more to the point, they say simply, because. In my town, we don't need a lot of fancy talk. We know what we know. Elaborating on the obvious is for PhDs and politicians and big-mouth commentators. The bottom line is that it should take more than pure will to be a great lake. The five Great Lakes are linked together by geography, industry, history, and size. Again, Vermont's Lake Champlain might very well be lovely. It might be swell, even dandy. But by God, it's just not great.